Press On with Jared Gunter of the Beaver Dam Church of Christ. Hello again, neighbors. Hope you're doing well today. We've been in Philippians chapter 2 this week, and so we're ready to round out that chapter beginning in verse 25. Remember, so far we've been talking about the character of Jesus, the fact that he was the example of humility, and that we are to be united with the same kind of mindset that Jesus exemplified, as we see in the following verses, in verses 12 through 13, that we are to continue to obey and that we are to do it for God's will and his good pleasure, that we are to be mindful of how we conduct ourselves as lights in the world, as he talks about in the next set of verses, in verses 14 through 18, and that we are to do all for God, being prepared for the day of Christ, as we see there in verse 16. Then in verses 19 through 23, we talked about Paul's personal relationship with Timothy and that he trusted him like no one else, that he was like a son to him, and how special it is for us to be able to have people like that in our lives, and the bond that we should have as Christians, that we can trust one another and see to each other's best interests. But then we get to verse 25, and there's some more personal things that Paul is writing about here about another individual. As he says there in verse 25, I have thought it necessary to send to you Epaphroditus, my brother and fellow worker and fellow soldier and your messenger and minister to my need, for he has been longing for you all and has been distressed because you heard that he was ill. Indeed, he was ill, near to death, but God had mercy on him, and not only on him, but on me also, lest I should have sorrow upon sorrow. I am the more eager to send him, therefore, that you may rejoice at seeing him again, and that I may be less anxious. So receive him in the Lord with all joy, and honor such men, for he nearly died for the work of Christ, risking his life to complete what was lacking in your service to me. Again, the personal connection that Paul has with people is so evident as he's now talking about another brother in Christ, another fellow worker, he calls him, another fellow soldier, and one who was helpful personally to Paul. But now he is looking to send Epaphroditus to them as well, as he says, I am the more eager to send him, therefore, that you may rejoice at seeing him again. And again, the point to be made of rejoicing in the fact that we can have one another as Christians. The bond that we share is beyond anything else in this life. You know, we have physical blood family, and that is a special bond, and it's made even more special when we are a Christian family, both in blood and in relation to Christ. But as Paul's indicating here, this bond that he has with these two men, with Timothy and Epaphroditus, is one that is special because they are working together. This bond that Paul has with the brethren in Philippi is special because they are working together. And that is the mindset that we need to have. If you are a child of God, we have to have a mind to work together. He was so invested in the health of Epaphroditus that he said, if he was going to die, I was going to have sorrow upon sorrow. But he is thankful. He says, God had mercy on him and on me because he's still alive. And then to understand that we need to be mindful of the work that men like this do. Men like Paul, men like Timothy, men like Epaphroditus, who, especially those who are able to travel to different places in spreading the gospel, that they are doing the work of God and that they are to be honored, that they are to be praised to God for because of the work that they are doing. He said there again in verse 30, for he nearly died for the work of Christ, risking his life to complete what was lacking in your service to me. We are to help each other along in our faith, and that's exactly what Epaphroditus was doing. That's what Paul has been doing, even with the writing of this letter. And so think about the different ways that you can help others along in their faith. If you are a Christian yourself, and if there's a way that I can help you along in your faith or to come to the Lord to begin with, that's all the time that we have for this week. I hope that it's been a beneficial study for you, and let's be ready next week to enter into Philippians chapter 3. Hope you have a great rest of your day. God bless you. Stay safe. Stay healthy. We'll be back with more Press On next week, right before lunch at the Z. Thanks for listening to Press On, a production of the Beaver Dam Church of Christ. Unfortunately, we're unable to gather until further notice due to the coronavirus outbreak, but we are updating things regularly on our Facebook page at facebook.com/Church of Christ Beaverdam and on our website, beaverdamchurch.com. We pray that you'll stay safe and healthy. God bless you.